Pianist Art Hodes, a tribute album to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings that included two of the former band members, trombonist George Brunies and clarinetist, but also a drummer in the days of New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Volley Defoe. Still ahead, more of the vintage New Orleans Rhythm Kings from 1925 and Abbie Bruny's Halfway House Orchestra, which is what we turn to next. I wanted to explore a little bit some of the other members of the Bruny's family besides George. We've ventured pretty far from the, strictly speaking, subject of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, but I want to explore some of the related bands that I think established the environment that nurtured this first really good, really New Orleans-style band on records. You notice, like, the bands were using pretty much string bass and developed a very swinging, relaxed beat. This was all typical of the early New Orleans bands and the New Orleans bands in the revival era. Usually utilizing string bass, a kind of a pulsing rhythm, and the rhythm was very much carried by the bass instrument rather than the drums itself. Again, these related bands, we have Abbie Bruny's Halfway House Orchestra, the New Orleans Owls, and the band that Merritt Bruny's ran in Chicago at the Friars Inn after New Orleans Rhythm Kings left. Abbie Bruny's was an interesting guy. He led a band called the Halfway House Band from about 1919 to 1927. The Halfway House played at a establishment at Bucktown, which was halfway between New Orleans and Milneburg. He began leading bands at the age of 10 in New Orleans and played in Milneburg, played in Bucktown, and played for quite a while at this halfway house, halfway out to Lake Pontchartrain from the city. The band recorded in 1925 with Abbie on cornet. It also included Charlie Cordella, who sometimes played on the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, particularly on their New Orleans 1925 sessions. And we'll hear a rather complex arrangement to start the set of New Orleans Shuffle, and then It Belongs to You, this composed by Bruny's and pianist Red Long, who had also worked with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Finally, in the set, we'll hear the Silverleaf Jazz Band from their CD, Great Composers of New Orleans Jazz, playing It Belongs to You, again composed by Abbie Bruny's and Red Long. So this is an exploration into the Halfway House Orchestra, closely related to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, particularly the version of New Orleans Rhythm Kings that was recording in New Orleans after their return from Chicago in 1925. Hope you're enjoying the music as much as I am. Thank you.
loving is sweet, the kind is all too fine. Give me just a little bit, mama, to ease my worried mind. It belongs to you, and no one but you can give it away.
Wonderful original and recent performances of It Belongs to You. That was the Silverleaf Jazz Band from their CD, Great Composers of New Orleans Jazz. And the Halfway House Orchestra of 1925-26, led by George Bruni's brother, Albert Bruni's, and with sometimes members of the Crescent City version of New Orleans Rhythm Kings, clarinet and saxist Charlie Cordella, and bassist Chink Martin. We also heard the New Orleans Shuffle. By 1923, New Orleans Rhythm Kings was no longer a working band, though a few recordings were yet to be made by some of the constituent parts of the band. Among these was a fragment led in a session by pianist-composer Elmer Schobel, who had more or less been the band's musical director. Recording for Jennet as the original Memphis Melody Boys, it included Lou Black, the banjo player, and bassist Steve Brown, plus a friend of the band, trombonist Santo Pecora. They put on disc Bluegrass Blues. ¶¶ Bluegrass Blues, the original Memphis Melody Boys. Well, to make a short story even longer, the Friars Inn gig ended for New Orleans Rhythm Kings within months, and the personnel moved on, some to other Midwestern and Chicago gigs, others to New York, while Paul Meres and Leon Rapolo returned to New Orleans, where they teamed up with trombonist Santo Pecora. Pecora is best known for the tune She's Crying for Me, one of the tunes they recorded as New Orleans Rhythm Kings when OK Records came to New Orleans seeking local talent. This January 1925 edition of the band with Meres and Rapolo, Santo Pecora trombone, and Charlie Cordella tenor sax is backed by the rhythm section of what was then the Halfway House Orchestra. It's an exceptionally good performance of a really good tune, recorded acoustically without a microphone, and this is actually a rather rare disc. In fact, this particular 78 comes from the massive library of San Francisco record collector Dick Wahlberg. So ticks, clicks, and all, here's She's Crying for Me, more than 75 years after it was performed for the acoustic recording pickup in a New Orleans hotel room by the last remnants of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Then, following on to close, is another recent Crescent City Crew, Eddie Bayard's 1986 New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's the music of New Orleans Rhythm Kings and Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.